Welcome back. You're listening to Morning Ireland. Very nearly 16 minutes past seven. Now, we heard on yesterday's programme that the Garda whistleblower Sergeant Maurice McCabe wanted a move away from his current post. John Devitt of Transparency International, which has been advising Sergeant McCabe, told us that he was finding things difficult at present. Now, since then, we know that Sergeant McCabe has had a meeting with the Professional Standards of Unit of the Gardaí to investigate allegations against abuses of the penalty points system. And we're joined now by our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Just tell us about that meeting and what has happened since then in terms of what the sergeant's role is going to be, at least for the near future.
Well, this meeting went on for about 2 hours. Sergeant Maurice McCabe met the Assistant Commissioner in Charge of Traffic, John Toomey, and members of the Forces Professional Standards Unit. They're the Gardaí who will be carrying out this investigation or the audit into Sergeant McCabe's claims. The meeting was originally scheduled for Garda headquarters, but was moved because of the media interest and the cameras and the reporters outside. Sergeant Maurice McCabe was invited as a result of that meeting too, and has agreed to help in this audit, this internal inquiry. And he'll be able to take the investigators through his allegations in detail. He'll be able to show them on the system and otherwhere where he believes there are suspicious cancellations, how they were done, and what the outcome of his investigations are, and perhaps identify other suspicious cancellations. My understanding is that he hasn't been formally seconded as such, that he is still based in Mullingar, but for the time being, he will be working closely and directly with the inquiry team on this matter for at least a week and possibly longer, depending on what comes out of it. I mean, it certainly represents a departure for both the Garda authorities and Sergeant McCabe. And the situation now is that the Garda authorities and the Garda whistleblower are working together on this matter.
Yeah, and it's the ultimate test of everybody's good faith. In other words, this should work. If it doesn't work, it'll be very serious.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the allegations that Sergeant McCabe has provided to the Gardaí, and that obviously the Minister and the Commissioner are concerned about them, but they are taking the line, both of them taking the line, saying, look, let's just wait and see, let's investigate these, and let's see where these investigations take us. What he has provided to the investigation team, and in fact is now working on himself, are examples of where penalty points have been cancelled, where he says they should not have been cancelled. And they were cancelled using reasons which are normally legitimate, but in some of the cases that he has highlighted, he suspects they are not legitimate. For example, some of the reasons that have been provided for cancellations are driving emergency vehicles, unable to find postal addresses, that sort of thing. Now, the investigation must now look not only at the samples of suspicious cancellations that Sergeant Maurice McCabe has provided the investigation team with, but also other cancellations of penalty points where these excuses have been used, and these have to be checked. So therefore, at this stage, the audit team do not have a figure for the number of suspicious cancellations. They have to check the samples, and they have to check the other cancellations that have used these similar excuses that are now the focus of this investigation. What's perhaps most surprising and potentially damaging is the allegation that it has been claimed that penalty points have been cancelled after the new controls were introduced on June the 16th. And if that turns out to be the case, and if some of these penalty points shouldn't have been cancelled, then the Gardaí have a real problem. However, senior Gardaí I spoke to yesterday and last night are quietly confident in the integrity of the new system, considering the fact that so few people have the authority to cancel penalty points. They were saying that it might be possible that during the transition period, points cancelled, for example, in May or June, before June the 16th, when the new controls began, could perhaps have registered on the system after that date. But that is just a guess at the moment. Everybody will really have to wait for the audit to establish the facts. But certainly there would be some shock if penalty points were cancelled after the June date, the June 16th date, that should not have been cancelled.
All right. So Sergeant McCabe clearly has a new role, at least for a week and maybe longer. Are you clear, Paul, as to when we'll know the outcome of all this?
No, we haven't been given a timeline. In fact, the Commissioner said the timeline in relation to the cancellation of the penalty points was quite significant, and they haven't put a figure on the number of cancellations that they have to look at that will have to be examined. So we just have to let the audit do its work and see what the outcome is. I mean, Noreen Sullivan has moved immediately on this. She informed the Minister. The Minister sent documentation to GSOC that has been incorporated into the already existing GSOC inquiry, and that's continuing. However, the internal investigation is underway now, and Maurice McCabe is on board. She and everybody else is waiting for the outcome, but both she and the minister have promised that the findings of the internal audit will be published. It shouldn't take too long, specifically in relation to the time period after June the 16th, when the new system was set up. It shouldn't take too long to audit those cancellations, because we're only talking about a 3-month time frame there. So it shouldn't, we should find out pretty quickly. And also, the assistant commissioner, the interim commissioner herself said yesterday that really, since June the 16th, only 3 people have the authority to cancel penalty points, and it won't take too long before for them to cooperate with the inquiry as well.
Paul Reynolds, thank you very much.